Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
Every time I would go and listen or go to a conference and listen to the speakers, and I would come back and she would ask me, oh, so what did you learn and all that? And I was like, oh, I didn't learn anything. I could have said all that same thing. I knew all that already. So she's like, so why don't you go and do that? So I said, okay, cool, I'll do that. And that's how it started. I mean, this is not a one-time conversation. It happened every single time. I would say, oh, I didn't learn anything new. I all knew all that already. And
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real, which I guess is all of us, isn't it? Today, I'm joined by Sam Kamani. Once again, he also featured on episodes 26 and 74, which I highly recommend you give a listen to. Sam is a serial entrepreneur, and right now he's working on Ensider, a gamified trading platform. And he hosts the podcast Want Money, Got Money with Sam Kamani, which I love because it just rolls off the tongue. On this podcast, he sits down with entrepreneurs from around the world, but he also held himself back from sharing his knowledge and experience. That's coming up after the break. Hey guys, real quick before we get into today's show, I just wanted to say a huge thank you for listening, and thank you for all the ways that you offer support, whether it's through reviews or sharing it with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of this episode. If you want to find more ways to support us, you can go to mechoradio.com/support. That's mechoradio.com/support. Again, that's mechoradio.com/support. And with that, let's get on to today's show. Sam Kamani, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
Absolutely. Thank you, Alex, for inviting me to your show. Yeah, it's great to sometimes go and talk about things that I haven't done so well in life for a change.
Right. So let's talk about working yourself up to have the confidence and how long it took you to have that confidence. Would you mind setting the stage for us on that one?
Absolutely. Yes. So as you know, Alex, I've been on your show before, and from my background that I have a podcast at the moment called Want Money, Got Money with Sam Kamani, where it is all about tech startups and founders and how to make it. And also I interview some venture capitalists and angel investors in that podcast. I've written a couple of books. I've had a couple of exits from startups in past, and I currently own an agency or software development agency with about 15, it's a small one, 15 employees, where we build software solutions for people. And I also am a co-founder of a tech startup, which is gamifying trading and investing. That's in short, that's what I do. I have always worked with startups and in the tech scene for the last 16, 17 years or more. And I've had all this knowledge, but and all this experience that I have not been sharing. I have been keeping it to myself, and I have no idea why I did that. It's not like I have ever been an introvert all my life. I've been an extrovert all my life, but for some reason, I did not share all these things, whether it was due to lack of confidence or maybe due to lack of, you know, thinking that, oh, maybe no one will see it, read it. But 2 years ago, I decided that enough of this. I am going to go out and start talking and start sharing everything that I have, whether it is on LinkedIn or Twitter or TikTok or blogs or going to live events and talking to people, writing books, going on podcasts as a guest, doing webinars, doing LinkedIn lives, any number of things. And I started doing that, and I'm having so much more fun in life. And I get messages from random strangers every now and then that, hey, I read your book and it inspired me to build this or do this or X, Y, and Z, which is an amazing reward. I don't really care about like whether the book sells or not, but whenever I get that message, that sort of a message, it really makes it worth it. So yeah, so the, my, one of my, as this show is called Broken Bulbs, one of my broken bulb moment is that not realizing it early enough, I could have been doing this for the last 15 years and I would be at a different stage in my life. And not only that, I would have managed to help hundreds, if not thousands and thousands of people along the way from my journey, from my experiences. So that's kind of my broken bulb moment.
Yeah. So I'm curious because of that, because it took so long for you to kind of come out of this shell and share your knowledge and understanding. Like you said, I mean, I call it a shell, but you said you've been an extrovert all your life. You've always enjoyed talking to people. We've talked about you going out and networking before on the show. And so I'm curious, did the thought ever occur to you 15 years ago? Did it ever occur to you that you could do something like this? Or was it just something you never even thought about?
I never even thought about it. I just held everyone who was speaking at an event at such a high pedestal that, oh, maybe that I can never do that. That maybe that's not for me, or I'm not supposed to do that, or something. I don't know what it was that I held back in my shell. I have no idea, but I know what did push me out of my shell. It's my wife who, like, she said that, you know, that because every time I would go and listen or go to a conference and listen to the speakers, and I would come back and she would ask me, oh, so what did you learn and all that? And I was like, oh, I didn't learn anything. I could have said all that same thing. I knew all that already. So she's like, so why don't you go and do that? So I said, okay, cool, I'll do that. And that's how it started. I mean, this is not a one-time conversation. It happened every single time. I would say, oh, I didn't learn anything new. I all knew all that already. And so, yep. So that's what I started doing. And since then, I'm having a lot more fun. I'm enjoying the same events a lot more. And I feel like I'm getting to learn a lot more, because so many events and conferences and things like that, I started speaking. This is pre-COVID, because I started in early 2019 or late 2018. I started going out and speaking at events, universities, everywhere. Most places after the speaking gig, there is question and answer time. And I get asked really thoughtful questions, either by students or by the audience or whoever is there, that makes me think, and that increases my knowledge a lot more than ever before. So I find it that I should have just done it.
Interesting. Yeah. And so those questions inspire you to go and to learn more. I'm curious, what are some of the resources that you've used that have benefited you, where you've maybe read a good book or seen a YouTube video and you thought, that helped me, that gave me some new insights? Do you have any specific examples that come to mind?
There is one book I would highly recommend anyone to read, and that is James Clear's Atomic Habits. And what he says about motion and action. So you telling someone about that you'll start a podcast, or you're making a list of topics that you'll interview and all that is just motion. It makes you feel like you're doing something. Real action is going out and publishing it, going out and, you know, when it's live. So it's like talking to people about, I'll write a book. It's motion. Physically sitting down and putting the pen to the paper, or, you know, words to the word processor, that is real action. So focus on action. And as soon as I started focusing on action, I started to get a lot more traction.
Of course, I leave time at the end of every episode where you can plug everything that's working for you now, where you can talk about that one bulb, the one idea, the 1,000th try that is working for you now. So feel free to brag a little bit, plug all of your stuff. What's working for you now, Sam?
So what's working for now is working with people, working with a team. I currently own a software development agency called productdone.com, where we build software for people. And that's, once again, it's my team who builds the products, and I just go out and meet people and do the talking. But that's what I enjoy, and they enjoy coding and designing great products. So that works for them. So it is finding the right team, finding, being around the right people, and that's what has helped me write. So that's helped me write my book. So that's why I can write a book a year. As I told you earlier, I've written 30 Day Startup, which pretty much went on to become an Amazon bestseller. Over tens of thousands of people have downloaded it, and wrote Business in the Time of Corona earlier this year. And finally, I am working on a project called Ensider.com, which is ENSYDR.com, where we are working on gamifying trading and investments. So making it like a game, no real money involved. You can just play around. It still matches the real market. So that's what I'm up to these days.
That is super cool. I'll have links to all of that in the show notes, like I mentioned. And I just want to say thanks again, Sam, for joining me here on Broken Bulbs.
Not a problem. It was fun talking about all these things. And it's once again a good reminder for me on what I should be focusing on where I should be going. So thank you for interviewing me, Alex.
And thank you for listening. Get out there. You have something valuable to share. I've interviewed over 300 people now. And trust me, everyone has something interesting to say. So get out there and say it. Special thank you to Sam Kamani for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out his work, including Want Money, Got Money with Sam Kamani. Links to that and all the rest of his work can be found in the show notes. And if you want more Sam on Broken Bulbs, you can go to episodes 26 and 74 of Broken Bulbs. And of course, if you want to support Broken Bulbs and the rest of the work I do, please visit mechoradio.com/support. That's mechoradio.com/support. Or just click the first link in the show notes. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecho Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecho.